The red variety most suited for our conditions in Marlborough is Pinot Noir. Like all our wines, the grapes for our Little Beauty Limited Edition Pinot Noir are grown entirely from our own vineyard, so it has the classification of single vineyard. In the vineyard, we've got three blocks of Pinot Noir. Two blocks are grown on excessively stony soils, and the other, block four, is on a gentle slope at the base of a mountain, so there's some clay substrate in that block. In blocks two and three, it's vertical shoot positioning and conventional spacing for Marlborough. In block four, we've adopted a planting regime more like what you'd see in Burgundy, so closer planting, lower heads. For the all-important even ripening, all Pinot Noir vines are oriented true north-south facing. All three blocks have the Dijon clones planted in equal parts. Management of each Pinot row vine and bunch is intensive. The team are working to reduce and optimise the yield throughout the season, so what berries are harvested are at optimal ripeness. Because of its fragile nature, all our Pinot Noir is hand harvested, and we don't harvest all bunches on the same day. It's several picks, which means we can take each bunch at optimal ripeness. Our winemaker Evelyn greets each bin on receipt at the winery. At this point, the process of segmentation starts. Some bunches are destemmed, some remain whole. Everything goes into open top fermenters where there's a period of cold soaking. It's in these vessels that the fermentation starts, and it's indigenous yeast, so a wild ferment. In these fermenters, we also do the hand plunging to extract colour and tannin. There's a period of further soaking, then the berries and bunches are gently pressed and the juice put into small French oak barrels where the wine sits for 11 to 12 months. At about month 9, the wine goes through a secondary fermentation before bottling. What results is a wine that is elegant and harmonious, characters that might remind you of soft red fruits, cherry, plum, raspberry. A hint of earthiness, like the smell of the forest floor. There's a floral note like violets and something like licorice or black jelly bean. It's a really pretty wine, soft and inviting to drink. It feels juicy and moorish. For food matching, we'd recommend finer grain meat such as lamb or venison. Duck or pheasant works wonderfully. Or earthy dishes such as mushroom or parmesan, vegetables such as spinach, bok choy or sweet potato. For herbs, definitely rosemary or thyme. For spices, try five spice or something like razzle hainaut, a spice used in Moroccan cuisine. For fish dishes, blackened tuna, seared salmon, or miso cod. We're very proud of this wine. It's made with a lot of TLC. It shows a lot of integrity. In the words of winemaker Evelyn, it's the friend that everyone wants at the table.